Analysts are following the stock market even more anxiously than usual. It fell for the fourth day in a row yesterday. Commentator Ben Schaberman knows all about ups and downs.
My brokerage firm, Charles Schwab, recently sent me a letter informing me that my 150 shares of PSINet are deemed worthless. The fact that this internet company's stock had plummeted to nil was not news to me. I knew for months that my PSINet shares had less value than a set of secondhand tiddlywinks. The phrase deemed worthless is what caught my attention. I'm amazed that in our age of extreme marketing, rampant misinformation, and corporate fraud, a company dared to be so brutally honest. I don't imagine Ford will use the name Guzzler for their next SUV, nor do I suspect we'll see a McDonald's burger called the McFat. Honey, I'm going to the corner to fill up the Guzzler again. Want me to pick up a couple of McFats for dinner? The fact is, companies are inclined to be less than truthful. For instance, Sprint calls their wireless phone service free and clear. The only thing clear is that their service is anything but free. Admittedly, honesty can be a slippery slope. Consider Françoise Ducrot, former communications director for the Prime Minister of Canada. She called President Bush a moron and subsequently resigned because of the uproar it caused. Ironically, it was completely acceptable to call Dan Quayle a moron when he was vice president under President Bush Sr. As far as the phrase deemed worthless is concerned, I really don't have any hard and fast rules for when it's appropriate. My ex-fiancée once deemed me worthless during couples therapy, and she got a gold star for openly expressing her feelings. Despite being deemed worthless, I still had to pay $150 for the session. As far as the letter from Schwab is concerned, I'm looking at it as sort of a Zen experience. Short of a tax write-off, there isn't much I can do with a stock deemed worthless. I accept that reality and I'll move on. Like the president said during his 2000 election campaign, the past is over.
The comments of Ben Schaberman, a writer in Des Moines. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.